It's very, very classy, old rear entrance bus. Love the fact that it was born in my hometown of Bristol, England. So that's where I was born and bred. I came to the States when I was 21. So Bristol means a lot to me. So it's fantastic for the fact that the bus was built there.
How old is that bus?
So it was built in 1954. So yeah, it's 60 years old now. You know what I mean? 61 years old.
There's a chance you could have run across that bus while living in Bristol then, right?
Possibility, yes.
Did you ever ride the public transportation system
in
Bristol? Really?
Yeah. You know, the buses in England are fantastic. You know what I mean? Especially going down the pub. You know what I mean? Down the pub or to the Bristol City Ground and watching some good football. You know what I mean? The buses are always there.
So you've been on the street for just a few weeks with George 54. How's it going?
Yeah, great. You know, I'm loving it. The response is fantastic. People are loving the fact that the bus is driving around town. My toughest thing right now is getting the word out and working on advertising and spending a little bit more money on really getting some signage on the bus. People are a little bit somewhat confused. Is it still the old two blokes in the bus or... But basically, it's a new bus, new name, and it's just same old bloke.
It does say George 54 across the front of it.
It does.
So that's one way. That's one way to identify it.
Yeah.
You helped start Bloomington Normal's first food truck in the autumn of 2012 with a different double-decker bus. What happened to your involvement with that effort, and what happened to the other double-decker?
Yeah, it was Victoria, and we had a great response. People in the community loved, and we were very much loved. Two blokes in a bus. Had a great partner. Unfortunately, we just had some different views, and our partnership got dissolved here in 2014. We went two different ways. Right now, but I'm excited just to be back on the streets with a new bus and serving some great food again with a new team. I actually had one of the chefs who was on Two Blokes in a Bus, Chef William Feinmaster.
I think some people were heartbroken when this happened after the partnership dissolved, but the other bus was actually involved in an accident and it eventually took it off the street permanently.
Yeah, November 12th of 2014, unfortunately, John and Victoria, our lovely, beautiful bus, had a hit and run and damaged the rear end of it, which is really, really a shame. I don't know how somebody can hit a double-decker bus, as large as it is.
And get away with it.
And get away with it. So it's a real, real bloody shame, actually.
But you've brought it back. I think a lot of people are excited about that. What did you learn from the first experience that maybe changed how you're going about it with the second food truck?
Second food truck, we're looking at, you know, I mean, when you're doing a small business, it's all about the bottom line. We're always looking at different things, how we can improve. Obviously, just in the build-out, we've done some different things. It's amazing that some people have come up to the bus and they've gone to the front of the bus where the original window was on Victoria. Instead, I've actually put the bus, the service window in the rear end of this bus. And people are a little bit confused, but it really helps whoever's cashiering or whoever's kind of serving, the actual serving of the food and then be able to run upstairs. Because when you're a cashier, you're also kind of doing a little extra service. We're not just your normal run-of-the-mill food truck. We're also doing a little extra service, thus the name, the Busterant, instead of a restaurant, it's a Busterant. So we made some changes on that, too. So
that keeps you, if people recall the first bus, they were served out of the side. That put you or whoever was running the cash register and taking the orders in the kitchen. So you had to walk your way through the kitchen to serve the food.
Exactly. We'd run down through the lads or whoever's cooking. You'd be up and down those stairs and in and out that kitchen. So we made some changes on this bus. There's a couple of other different things we've done.
So that's something you learned from the first go-around that you changed. Yeah. What happened with the first food truck bus that went well that you decided to say, yes, I'm going to do it this way again?
The menu. You know what I mean? The menu and the general layout of the kitchen worked really well. This bus, which is nice, we've actually put a second fryer on. So we're able to do, we love our fish and chips. You know what I mean? Being a good old British chap, I love my fish and chips swimming in malt vinegar. So if we decided to do a little bit more of a double up on the fryers. So that helped on this one. But Victoria also had a different seating upstairs. There was four booths that six people could sit at. So it was unusual for people to kind of go, wow, I got to share a seat with somebody else. But it was great because a lot of people made new friends and the conversation was fantastic. This one, I actually have seven different booths upstairs. So it's more of an individual. Biggest booth obviously sits five people, but it's more smaller setup too upstairs too.
Stefan Block is the man behind the Busterant food truck rolling around Bloomington Normal. He was also behind the first food bus, Victoria, which hit the streets in late 2012. The new bus is called George 54 for the year it was made. George for a king. for the king, correct?
Yeah, yeah.
And Victoria was named for the queen.
Yeah.
There was no Kickstarter campaign this time around. How did the success with the first bus influence the financials for the second bus? Were there things you could point to when trying to get this bus up and running financially from the first bus experience that helped things, you know, progress?
The Kickstarter on the first one, and I want to really still say thank you to everybody who participated and who helped with our Kickstarter program to get Victoria on the streets originally back in 2012. That was amazing. The following was fantastic. And that also helped our advertising, and people know we're coming out. So that was great to have those backers. This time around, I really wanted to do a Kickstarter. I just didn't have time, primarily. I would love to have done it because it's nice to do the rewards, even though a Kickstarter is a phenomenal way of crowdfunding and sourcing. But it also builds a good clientele for your business. This time around, I really wanted to get it done. But I've done most of the build-out myself. I really spent a lot of time in the garage. And obviously, being back in Bloomington Normal, which, you know, I mean, now that I'm here, you know, I mean, the following, I've had a couple of local investors who were able to put some money in. I had some friends who helped me out a little bit down the way. And you know, I'd love to build this business. That was one of the biggest things. Would I love a fleet of buses down the road? Yes. Would I love maybe a big restaurant concept called the Bus Depot and do something along those lines and go to a brick and mortar down the road? Yes. You know what I mean? So I'd rather do a Kickstarter down the road with something a little different in the lines, hopefully.
What do you think will be the key to success for this particular go-around? What do you have to do to make this bus successful?
This one, I think one of the problems with Victoria, being an old English engine, you know what I mean, there was a lot of breakdowns. We had our issues that way. This one actually has a General Motors engine in, so that makes it a lot better. I'm having one or two little issues now that we've been running for 2 weeks. I'm working on the diesel engine, right? Well, the actual diesel tank. You know what I mean? It's so refined, the diesel now. So it's caused some problems in the tank and where the bus had sat around for the last few years, getting that resolved. But I'm hoping after that, you know, I mean, the bus is going to be in great shape. You know what I mean? The Detroit engine there is an old, you know, I mean, Series 71 two-stroke diesel. Detroit, so I'm hoping everything's going to run pretty good, you know what I mean? So I can help and hit the roads a little bit more, do a few more events on the streets.
What about finding locations to serve food? The city and town ordinances mean you're still limited to arrangements on private property to locate the bus and serve food. Are you looking for new venues? Is there a part of town you're trying to increase the Busterant's presence?
No, always looking for new venues. You know what I mean? If anybody out there would like us to park in their lot and think it would be a good spot for us to come in, I'd love to do. One of the great things about the bus is doing local advertising and promoting other local businesses, bringing people to their establishments and really getting the word out. I loved being there. You know what I mean? We're there for 2 hours at lunch, 2 hours for dinner, always looking for new locations. And that's what's nice with the bus. You know what I mean? It's hard not to get seen by the bus when you're driving down the road, or, you know what I mean, if someone's driving past your parking lot to see it's nice.
Let's talk kitchen and menu for a moment. Who is your chef? You mentioned your chef's name.
Yeah, Chef William.
Chef William. He was there with the first team.
Yeah, he was our sous chef on Two Blokes in a Bus. Great chap. Went to chef school up in Chicago. Great guy. Great attitude. Loves his food. Very creative. Can't say enough words about the chap.
There was an effort the previous go-around to try to source some of the food and produce locally. You're still trying to do that as well?
We are. Actually, I have a chef right now, too, joined our team, Dan Garrison, and he's out of Champaign, but he's familiar with a lot of the farmers in the area, with Prairie Earth, with everybody, with Justin Turner, with a lot of the a lot of the lads out there who are working hard in the fields and getting their local farm produce out. So, no, we'd be excited to do anything locally sourced. It'd be great. I'm talking to Whisk right now about doing some bread with them. Lots of opportunities to keep it local.
I assume people see that bus and they pull up to eat, and they already have some favorite menu items in mind from when the bus was on the street before. Are those same menu items available with George 54?
We shall be. We'll be doing some different dishes, definitely. I want to kind of mix it up a little bit with this bus, trying to keep it a little bit more British bus fare. That's our kind of our little word saying is the bus fare. What we're going to be serving with the fish and chips, we're looking at pasties, sausage rolls, kind of mixing it up a little bit. We did a Yorkshire pudding with roast beef and a horseradish creme fraiche and like wonderful flavors like that. And some, you know, I mean, really mixing up some English dishes. But no, our old favorites are the steak kebabs. Everybody loved those marinated steak kebabs with the sticky rice, with the peanut curry sauce and the sweet Thai chili. People enjoy that. The chicken makgani, which is a wonderful buttery, creamy chicken dish over rice. We're doing those dishes too, but we're going to add a little bit of a cashew nut finish to that.
What's the key to tender steak kebabs?
Marination, and it's a secret.
That's as far as you're going to go.
Yeah, the keeping the secret is best there. You know what I mean? It's the marination is good, and that makes it really tender. Give them that charbroiled finish.
And what about good fish and chips? I mean, you have to be a connoisseur of this. What makes good fish and chips?
Yeah, besides the malt vinegar, no, just a great batter. You know what I mean? Great batter. And we got some great chips we're doing right now. We got a little light bear batter flavor to the chips right now. Not your traditional English chip, but it's great. It just, the crunch is great.
And tell me about your falafel.
Falafel. Chef William has done a great little falafel right now. He's actually, he loves his vegetarian dishes. He's a big believer in the vegetarian kind of movement and everything. And he's just done a wonderful, added a little of that tahini sauce to that and a little chicken, you know, did a little a little masala in there too. Gives it a great flavor.
All right, Stefan, thanks for your time on Sound Ideas.
No, fantastic. Appreciate it. Love it. Love what you guys do here.